This morning, I would like to wish all of you a heartfelt Merry Christmas. Now, on this Christmas day, I would like to say something meaningful. I would like to say something that is profound. I would like to offer you something that is thought-provoking. I would like to tell you the story of Christmas in a way, in a new way, that makes it more real. But here's the reality. The reality is this. You can summarize many, if not most, Christmas messages in three simple but very important don'ts. Three don'ts. Here are the three don'ts of what not to do during this season in a very concise phrase. Don't be like the innkeeper. When the love of God comes to your front door, don't say there's no room for him and you're in. Don't limit Christmas to one day of the year or even one season of the year. Make Christmas a year-round affair. Don't extinguish the light. Christmas is about the light of Christ coming into the world. And brethren, each one of us has a choice. We can keep the light of God's love burning brightly, or we can allow the flame of God's love to grow dim and possibly go out altogether. So, that's it. It's really that simple. Basic, traditional Christmas sermons boil down into three lines. Don't be like the innkeeper, don't limit Christmas to one day of the year, and don't extinguish the light. I really don't have a lot to add. That's it, in a nutshell. And that, friends, is why a Christmas message can be one of the most difficult messages of the year to prepare for and to preach. Because nothing changes. The story is the same. There's really nothing new to say. But brethren, maybe, just maybe, that's the whole point. Maybe that's the wonderful good news about it all. Because maybe the fact that the story never ever changes, no matter what's going on in the world, means that there is hope for the world. It's been said that a person without hope is dead. But brethren, hear me on this. Hope is not dead. Jesus, our eternal hope, is still alive. He is still active. He is still in charge. And he will return again. He will fulfill all hope. And I'll end with this. Thy kingdom come. Amen.